Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I won't be going to Vegas, unfortunately, to see Conor McGregor, but that's going to be the fight of the year this weekend, and we'll see what he's really made of there and then, and I'm sure it's going to be tremendous fun, and a lot of people have saved up a lot of money to go over to that, so safe travels and have a lot of fun while you're there. But the men's championship titles are not the only ones taking place in Nevada this week. Irish female NMA star, MMA star, and Catherine Alpha Female Costigan is also on the bill. She's there in Las Vegas. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you, Ryan?
It's really good to talk to you. What has you over there? What's the plan?
What's the plan? To whoop ass, I suppose. Get back and be the best in the Irish division for the women, I suppose, to show off what I can do.
You better whoop ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's all now down to that and following my dream all the way to the title. So that's what I'm here.
July the 9th, who are you fighting?
Amber Brown.
Okay, now she's ranked number 4 in the world. What are you ranked?
6 at the moment, so I'm going to rob her spot and then nicely move to number 1 soon enough.
So if you beat her, you immediately take... Sorry, when you beat her, you immediately take the number 4?
That should be the way that it's set up, but rankings are different, you know. It depends on who's doing them and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's just about fighting the best in my weight category. So I choose Amber is my first fight. I could have possibly chosen an easier fight, but I said, where's the point in that? If I'm going to show my true ability and get to the world title, then I want to do it quite fast. You know, just like it's not the same thing.
When I was young, the expression was, you're claimed. I just remembered that expression.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Do you remember that? So you've claimed Amber Brown.
A few of my friends in Limerick have said that. Go claim her. Claim her, Catherine.
I claim
anyway,
you.
No problem.
Okay, that's the Invicta 13 battle at the Cosmopolitan Casino on Thursday. How many rounds will it take you?
It's 3 by 5 minutes.
Yeah, but how many are you going to need?
Oh, it depends on the way it goes. Every round, the most important thing is that I give an amazing show, and I always do that in each fight. People come up to me and say, you did the man, you know, when I used to be the Warriors on those cards, that always this fight of the night, the best. Everybody's come up and say, it's the Catherine Costigan show, we've come to watch again. And Conor started on Cage Warriors as well, so we're all from a very good foundation, you know. So I'm sure, I'm very confident about fighting Amber.
You've got the confidence there. And is this all, does this all go back to, you know, yourself and your brother beating the living daylights out of each other, you know, as kids?
It's kind of like, you know, I was a girl and it was basically hanging with your brother and seeing how tough I was. And yeah, definitely we'd be jumping off the couch and beating each other up. My dad was a big, big fan of Bruce Lee. And I actually just thought it was very interesting to watch Bruce Lee be bigger with technical smarts. So from a very young age, when I started at 14, it was all men. A lot of men in the class for nearly 8 to 10 years. So I had to be very smart strategy-wise. They were taught really well, you know, how to become the best. It was suited MMA for me, really.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention Bruce Lee, because as you say, it wasn't about being, you know, and like Arnold Schwarzenegger would probably, actually Bruce Lee could probably take Arnold Schwarzenegger quite easily.
I don't know. He seems like a pretty cool dude. I don't think I'd going anywhere near him. He's a marketing genius. I'd like to learn about that.
Well, you could learn a few lessons from McGregor as well on that front, depending who you're talking. Now, you run a gym with Dermot, who's your not only your coach, he's also your husband. So did you have to beat the lard out of each other as well down through the years for fighting purposes?
He's quite a big guy, you know, so it's a point we used to spar a lot because he's very good. His style was freestyle, sort of karate, and he'd done MMA. And he saw the development of UFC. He watched the very first UFC and said, Captain, this is going to be major. And that was back in 1993, and we ran the first amateur MMA shows, I suppose, in Ireland. And people laughed and said, mad co-instructor said, it's never worked, it never happened. And they kind of really looked down. And then suddenly it started to shift the way people used to understand when I looked off and said, oh, you're that famous boxer. We didn't know, you know, how famous you were. And they're going, really, I haven't, you know, I'm not that famous. But it was nice to see the change coming that, oh, you're an MMA fighter like Conor McGregor. Oh, that's very cool. We understand that, as opposed to 5, 6 years ago, it would have been, you're in what? Explain what that is. Now everybody knows what it is. It's just, and it's nice to see that.
It's taken legs, and as you say, it's now men and women having a go at this extraordinary sport to call it anything. So, are you confident? You're confident and good to go. I mean, are we going to be talking about you next week, saying yes, Catherine won the fight and she's now number four in the world.
Confidence comes with training, with fighting, and I have a very good record, you know, and I've fought some of the best in Europe, and now it's time to bring it to America, so Americans don't know who I am, and they're like, okay, well, this girl, can she actually fight? And I don't want them to just say, okay, this girl can fight. I want them to say, okay, this is a world champion we're watching in the making right now in front of us. She's the best on Invicta. That card I want to shine. I want it to be my card. I want people to go, that was the Catherine Costigan show again. And that's all up to the walkout. That's all up to the deliverance of the performance and to making fans really take on board who the actual female is. And she's the one that dominates always. I've done so many years of working with 14 for this dream to come true now, and it's going to happen.
Okay, good. What music are you walking out to?
They love it when I'm bad by Peaches. I like that. And I have a bit of war drums at the start because I always want to really hype people up on the entrance like they're coming with me. So you
got that organised. Okay, good on you, Catherine. We'll be watching from afar, but wishing you well. So fly the flag and go forth and whoop some ass, as you say yourself.
I will. Irish style.
Irish style.
And then go gambling all my winnings.
Yeah. Irish style. Good luck, Catherine.
Good luck. Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.